In this section, we discuss the key things to consider when exploring flexible work options. Flexible work practices can vary for each individual depending on the type of work you do, the team requirements, and the degree to which your job requirements can be altered to achieve similar outcomes. Flexibility comes in all shapes and sizes and are often unique in design and structure and have both formal and informal elements. When flexible work practices are agreed between an employer, an employee, and manager, the flexible work approach often becomes routine for both parties and is made workable by open lines of communication, by being considerate to the needs of others. Given flexible work is common in many workplaces, the chances are that you and all your team members will have worked flexibly on at least an ad hoc basis before. However, many people can find it tricky to know when and how to introduce flexibility on a more regular or fixed-term basis. The common concerns are, when does a flexible work arrangement become formalized? If one person in the team wants more defined or regular flexibility applied to their work, what does that mean for the rest of the team and what are the realistic options? And what if my manager says no to the preferred flexible work option? First and foremost, all employees should be aware of the flexible work guidelines or policies that exist in their workplace. If you're not sure what's standard, seek out more information through your own leader or HR team. Note that many workplaces have contractual or legislative requirements that need to be followed or at least considered when introducing flexible work arrangements. So what are the flexible work options you can consider implementing? Well, there's lots of possible ways flexibility can be introduced, and really you're only limited by practicalities and your willingness to experiment and come up with a solution that works for everyone involved. Therefore, there are no right or wrong ways of doing flexible work. A few common examples are part-time work, working from home, flexible start and finishing times. When considering the best flexible work option for you and your manager, there are three fundamental things to understand. Number one, what flexibility do you need in order to meet your own needs or objectives? Many people request flexible work for all sorts of reasons, like caring for others due to challenging commuting times, for health reasons, or simply just because. It allows greater autonomy over when and how work is achieved. Take time to consider your flexible needs and work with your manager to seek out ways to facilitate solutions. Number two, what is the team impact of new flexibility work arrangements being introduced? How can they be best designed and leveraged to suit the wider team if possible? What are the upsides? And of course, how might any downsides be overcome? This includes any internal, external stakeholders that may be impacted by the flexible work change. Number three, the key to exploring flexible work options is being open-minded and being reasonable and willing to give something a go before you rule a flexible option in or out. Good flexible work arrangements are good for business and individuals when they work. Try to customize a solution to meet both parties' needs and encourage open communication at all times and reflect and review how it's working on a regular basis. Finally, if you're not sure what flexible work option is going to work for you or your team, you can use the Parents at Work concierge service to get your question answered.